For today's In Touch, I talked to Kelowna City Administrator Ryan Slaba about a site visit that was done last week with representatives from Mid Prairie School District and the City of Kelowna. We'll also go over a meeting that was held this week to provide an update to the community on where talks are at regarding a shared building between Mid Prairie School District and Kelowna.
We had about 8 individuals from the committee and the community that went on a 3-site tour that included the Waverly-Wartburg facility. They went to Nashua Plainfield and New Hampton, toured 3 different locations, all with 3 kind of unique facilities, all with some joint partnership agreements in them. Newer facilities, all 3. So, no, it went well. We had a meeting last night then, and we discussed the facilities and went through the pictures and the amenities that we thought were good and things that we would have potentially changed should we be able to build a facility. We also talked about the facility here with respect to the City Hall and our community center. There is some discussion on homeschool assistance program with the 270 students they have about possibly repurposing part of this building here. So we took the committee around and showed them along with the architects from Shive Hattery and Martin Garner Architecture. So it was a very productive meeting. The discussion now is there's a need from the district to have more space for the homeschool assistance program, and should we go down the path of building a new facility, that it would open up some space here in our community center in the upper level that would be conducive to the homeschool assistance program and give them adequate space and room to grow. It is a 1936 building, though, so it has some limitations, so that's where the architects are coming in and doing some preliminary costing for the school district to see what it would take to renovate that. I think their estimate for their bonding issue, I believe, is about $1.5 million, so you know, there might be some efficiencies there that would make it a little bit of an asset to repurpose a building.
And what is it currently being used for?
Currently, we have our exercise and weight equipment upstairs, along with we have an after-school program that's sponsored by Elements and some local churches here. So we would have to help them find additional space to meet their goals and needs as well.
I had talked to Mark Schneider, and he said that you guys would be putting together questions for each building.
Some were answered there during that time. Some need a little more discussion and some research to be able to answer. So we're hoping that we'll get some of those back here in the next week as well. We are going to go and meet with the individuals at Nashua Plainfield on Monday morning at 9:30. Our Parks and Rec director and myself are going to go there, along with the architects that designed the facility and the community members there, to have another round of discussions with them as to how their building came to being built and some of the things that they did.
Good turnout to that thing last night?
Yeah, we probably had 15 or 18 individuals there. So, yeah, it was good showing by the committee. I think we maybe had 1 or 2 members that couldn't attend. But, yeah, it was right at about 2 hours with the tour and everything. So it was a little lengthier than normal, but everybody was very receptive to what we were looking to do and where we're going now. So our goal now is we're going to meet on December 18th at 6 o'clock. We haven't determined the location yet, whether it's at a school district site or here at City Hall. We will, at that point, look at 2080 agreement, a preliminary 2080, and how our partnership could work between the school district and the city should we go down that path. As well, we'll look at some site amenities and really try to narrow down what we want to price. Not to say that we'll end up building that, but we need to start narrowing down what each group wants to have, and then we can determine what those prices are going to look like.
Has Mid Prairie given you, because they have the potential for a bond issue in the spring, did they give you an idea of when they need to have this figured out?
Well, in talking to the superintendent yesterday, Mark Schneider, I think kind of their cutoff time is they need to really formally have their bond ready to go in late January, early February. So, you know, we're probably 45 to 60 days where we're going to have to really focus on what we as a community and council want to see happen. So we'll keep working at the pace we're working at and make that determination.
Do you expect longer discussions at city council meetings or work sessions?
Yeah, I think a little bit's going to be dictated by the Mid Prairie School Board into if that time frame is going to stay there and how quickly they want us to act too. So we don't want to rush anything.
That was my conversation with Kelowna City Administrator Ryan Slaba. I'm Nathan Swenson for this edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa.